Begin the current daf, Masech the Shavuos daf Yud Gimel. Begin the Manav, begin the Tesmata, begin the Gemara, but Oymed b'Mirdoi. We're talking about that it's going like Rabbi, he retained his rebelliousness, and still Yom Kippurim is going to Mimachaper. Now, Hekshar, Rabbi Shlomo Midar Yobesh, he asked him, Perek Pasad Yuma. Last Perek Yuma, the Vapehem and Bezamrin, the Gemara tells us, Misiv Yom Kippurim Mechaper Mimachuba, that death with Yom Kippurim atone with repentance, which the Dedik is Imachuba in, with repentance the other, but if they ask Meloi, but without it, not. So Hamani says, Gemara, the like Rebbe, it's not like Rebbe. Now, says Tosis, says Shlema, it's not even like Rabbanan, the Islahu that they hold the Misa B'lei Tshuva, Mechaperes B'Shara Veris, the Lav HaNach Shlesh, as long as not those three, so what are you saying with Tshuva? Shlema says, we can say, Da'ocha like Amri Rabbanan, here the Rabban did not say the Misa Mem Americas, that death totally purges. Ila ima yisurim v'hadinin shadon lo yisul achar misa. It's only with afflictions and the judgment that they judge him after death. But they kach through that in an echis la'ilam abba. Besides those three, that he won't get cut off for the world to come. Abal ima tshuba with repentance. That's what the Gemara is saying. Within yuma misa Americas la gamri that the death totally purges. She ain't need no yisurim that it won't be judged with afflictions la'achar misa after death with tshuba. Abal rebbe kon rebbe misa yom kippurim beloy tshuba. Death with Yom Kippur without Tshuva, but Americus Lagarmi Bashar Veir is totally purges for other sins. Vashtal to Shabbat Rabban, and now it makes sense why the Gemara over there is like Rabban. Next testament begins with the word Digmara, Shemachapin al Mezin. The Karbanis, yeah, they won't work. Because for those that are not shavim, because as we find that they don't atone for when you do things deliberately, which Perish B'Kodesh Rashi explains, because Ruif Chatoes V'Hashem is Imachap Nala Mezid, because most sin and guilt offerings don't atone for when you do deliberate sins. Ela Hashem Shivcha Charufa V'Hashem Nazatame V'Hashem Shivcha Zabekad V'Hashem Shivcha Zabekad. It's like Rashi says. The Mezid says from the time we begin to say, wait, but Nigma Mahanu. So why don't you learn from those Shemachap Al Zan Kishagik that you atone. For deliberate, like erroneous, and still you see that they're not mechaper on shein or shavim. Peshem says though they could remember you could still ask. She can't mechaper chibah kriz of chibah mizbezin. So even if they'll be on zodin, they won't be for such high level things like karas mizbezin in contrast to Yom Kippurim, and therefore it's not a raya. There's says matta begins zigmara hoil mechaper al mezin. Okay, look. That Yom Kippur is maybe works even for Einim Shavim because it atones even for deliberate sins. And then you're going to say, wait, Neymar, why don't you say Yom Kippurim leichap al amezid? Why don't you say that it should not atone for deliberate? Midav chatz v'ashem. That you should learn that out from chatz v'ashem. Rishon says you can say no. The krod Yom Kippurim who the ikal aman do amar that the mashma afila Einim Shavim that you can learn out from the pasuk that. It's even if you don't do tshuva, and b'kulam amoidim rabbinim amazed. Everyone agrees that you include that when it's done deliberately. So from the pasuk of Yom Kippurim Hu, from the crowd, the Yom Kippurim Hu, those words ikalamanda amar the mashma afalein shavim. So that tells us even if you don't do tshuva, and b'kulam amoidim rabbinim amazed. Everyone agrees that it includes when you do it deliberately. But to the contrary, if anything, we should learn from the sar that's done inside Shemachap al Amezid, which it atones for Mezid, and so too we would say Yom Kippurim is the same, and not to learn that from Chatzas and Asher. Next test, Mazda begins the Gemara Lekar Mikra Kodesh. That there were a case where one says Yom Kippurim who even that a person that doesn't fast and doesn't call Mikra Kodesh, that it'll get atonement with the day of Yom Kippurim. Pirish B'Kodesh Rashi explains, Shalei Kibul, Abba B'Chaisav, he didn't accept with his blessings, Leim Etzim Ekatish Yisov Yom Kippurim, and that's the Chiddush in that case, which says, that doesn't seem to be correct. L'Ashkham B'Rachas B'Yom Kippurim, we don't find the blessings of Yom Kippurim, that should be biblical. So, and how could that be what the Pasuk is referring to? So Rav Nila B'Yantam, Pirish B'Yantam, that Kar Mikra Kodesh, what does it mean they called it Mikra Kodesh? He agrees, he admits Shabbos and Kachu that the court sanctified it for Shabbos and Malacha, and he rests from doing Malacha B'Shul Kedush Yom because of the sanctity of the day. And what does it mean B'Loy Kar Mikra Kodesh? Means in the Shabbos Machmas Kedush Yom, does he's not doing work because of the sanctity of the day? Machmas Shabbos Atzlas Malacha because he's late to do work. That means Loy Kar Mikra Kodesh. Next time Matam in the Gemara Tamalema that says Yom Kippurim who Mikal Malkim that in all situations that Yom Kippurim is giving Mechape even without Tshuva. Says Taisa the same. It's a wonder because Dilma ba'asa tshuva. I remember talking about when he did tshuva. Olayim sabatana. Maybe the Tana holds that in mechaper el al hashem. That only tones when you do repent. What's the raya? Next says Matzah begins Gemara. Dilei temachi. Because if you don't say this,
the svara that he was saying that you have to because when else do you have kara? So says Taisa. I'm going to say wait. Does that say it's like look? It said lomale achalak. Then what do you need a pasuk for? Now that we're assuming the Yadin Misvar, we know from Svar or the Kaz, you make it only Rabbi Leslie, so why would you need a limit for? Pirshamah says, if he says, no, you're right, either you could say Lotamech, which, yeah, according to your reasoning, wouldn't need the Pasuk for, that would have been a rejection of him. Or maybe you need Ach, even if he retracted from the sin. But he's rejecting the atonement. That he doesn't want Yom Kippur to mechaper. So that's what we're saying that that's what Ach would be minimizing, and for that you wouldn't have the svar. Next test master begins Gemara, which belongs to Nomad Beis. David Samach Lishkisachama. If he did it close to sunset, Abel Acher Shiluach Sar. The test is addressing a question. He says, "What do you mean? What about? Why can't you just say very simply? You need it for after the Higur was already sent." So it says Lemas Lokmi. That you cannot explain Shemachah, because Shemachah b'kolayim, because that actually turns all day, even after it was sent. Although it sounds like in the Gemara of Chesam Beishin, Kabbans Machab Malabeir Shal Achakach, that Kabbans cannot atone for sins that come after, even the same day. Because the Amr said, Nafkamin L'tumash Eir Ben Zel Azeh, that the atonement that happens between the Sar HaPanim and Sar HaChitzin. Shani Sar Mishtalech, but Sar Mishtalech is different, because the Chesim Beik, because it says over the Kibibim Hazeh Yichab Aleich, Matar Eskim Mekol Chatzim. Mashmah something the cholim but the old data tones even afterwards. Or you know, another point you could say is hayim atzmei b'leisar mishdalech mechaper k'tas. That actually Yom Kippur itself without the mishdalech is still atones a little bit. And bein kan karas gomer, and therefore you won't have a full-fledged karas. And therefore that's the Gemara's question. And that's where we have to come to David Shamach Lashkeis Chama. Okay, Gavnashkan. That's what we find Perkam in the Zvachim above Menalv. The oila mechaperes al yerish mekufya. It's we're saying that you know a Yerush, the atonement is partly but not a permanent one, but so you see it like there's partial types of atonements, and the hashtag as we continue to the days also Shabbat now makes sense like Kama that we didn't say and the Gemara's approaches so like oh what I mean the nafkamin would be if he died before the sar was sent or could go into like a summer shleicha maybe that year they don't have a sar. And for that year, it's relevant. The cars, no, could amal el like we said, I'm a base. But nafkamin there would be hechad lavet chitzen that you didn't do a chitzen. No, we don't say that because even without the sar, it's the day of Yom Kippur itself that would be not allowing it a full fledged cars. Now, b'yesh b'parshim, some explain the Yom Kippur b'li samish taleich mechaper legamri. And actually, no, Yom Kippur itself without samish taleich totally atones. V'nafkamina, so what's the difference? What do you need the sar for? The sar mechaper miyad. The story turns right away. Yom Kippur and Mechaba Atcha Tachshach L'matzim Yom Kippur until Yom Kippur is over. Ketan Leglin the Brisa and the Tesefta at the end of Yuma. Chaim of the Sar Mebi Yom Kippur. What's the severity of the Sar? Shasar Mechaba Meyad Yom Kippur Atcha Tachshach until it gets dark. Chaim Yom Kippur Mebi Sar. That what's the severity of Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur Mechaba but like carbon even without a carbon. Mashen Kippur Sar which needs to be a carbon. I have a Hadanokit. So then why do you pick in the Grind Chanak the Umtza that you're choking on the piece of meat? Lavdavki, right? It's not really precise. So the same thing is Shemayis by Beyayim that you died at some point of the day, because the atonement only happens when Yom Kippur is over. Lavdavki the most and just saying as a chiddush. Oh, you know, you could say after Loimayis by Beyayim, they're telling you no, even if he didn't die that day. Laachikamayam, okay, going to Abed Samach leShkezachama. But if he did it near Shkezachama, then even if he died at a later point in time, would be the case of Chanak Umtzi.